these next 30 minutes. I pray you'll give me the hearts of the people that are here. We're needy people, and we need thy help. May the Lord Jesus Christ be uplifted, and may the Spirit of the living God move up and down these aisles and do his office work and homework in the hearts of the people as only he can. And when we leave here in a few minutes, may we say with the psalmist of old, boy, it's been good. It's been good to have been in the house of God, for we pray in thy name. Amen. Does the name John R. Rice mean anything to anybody? Okay, how about Curtis Hudson? Okay, I used to set up Dr. Rice's big national Sword of the Lord meetings for him in Dallas, Indianapolis, Detroit, different places like that. And for the past, maybe 17, 18 years, they've been in the same place, Bobby Robertson's church. They just concluded a meeting this week down there in Walkertown outside of Winston-Salem, South Carolina, and I call on the Christian bookstores. My grandfather was a priest. I was an older boy. I didn't come to know Christ. I was 26 years of age. I was going in the NBA, in the National Basketball Association, when I got saved. I wasn't a player. I was a referee. And I was going to marry a girl. I thought I was going to marry her and have a life in the NBA. And she wrote me a letter one day and said that she was in love. And on page 14 of the letter, I found out it wasn't with me. And so that night, with a broken heart, I got born again. I got saved. And I told my dad, I said, Dad, I said, I've been on the honor roll. I've been on the dean's list. I'm going to graduate school. And how come I never took a course on women? He said, son, who'd be qualified to teach it? And then he made that famous statement about love and marriage. He said, son, love is blind, and marriage is an institution for the blind. So he said, you can be institutionalized like the good doctor here, or you can be happy like me. So I chose to be happy right there and let Doc go in the institute. Okay, I've been doing something now for 42 years. I haven't slept in my bed for 3 years. I'm going home in a couple of months. I'll be retiring in, Lord willing, another three and a half years. I've given my life for this nation and for you and for your children and for your children's children. I think the only thing that can save this nation at this late hour is not a better president or a new governor, but it's divine intervention. If we don't hear from heaven, if we don't hear from God, then surely God's going to judge this nation because of her iniquity and because of her sin. Now, how many's ever been to a cafeteria? Piccadilly's, Luby's, any place like that? Okay. You can't get everything on there to eat, can you, huh? Although sometimes I try. This morning is just a cafeteria for 30, 35 minutes. I've been doing something now for 42 years. I've made every mistake there is to make. No one has made any more mistakes than me. If they made any more mistakes than me, they have to repeat them and do them over again, okay? But we've had 40 people saved so far this year. And God's people said, I was in Houston, Texas. I preached, and we had 10 adults saved, 10 adults, 5 men, 5 women, and 5 of them got baptized right there. I went out soul winning on Saturday, and we had 12 teenagers come to know Christ as their personal Savior. Now, the first thing I do is I put a smile on my face. I'm happy. My sins are forgiven. I'm going to heaven. Preachers across the country refer to Missouri as misery. But I'm in misery right now, okay? It's too hot, and the winter, it's too cold. Is that right? Heat index today is supposed to be, what, over 100, 110, something like that? Can you put a smile on your face? Looks like a couple of you had drank castor oil with prune juice this morning. It didn't go down. My mother used to have something when I was a kid growing up. I'm 69 years of age. I've never been married. I'm holding out for money, not for love. That's what you should have done. But anyway, you didn't do it right there. You married for love. Now there's no love, no money, and that guy back there is losing his moss. Moss is a Greek word. It means hair, okay? So put a smile on your face. Are you happy? Yes. Are you married?
Yes.
Are you happily married?
Yes.
Well, it's about half of you. Okay, right there. Number two, when I'm out passing out tracts or knocking on doors, who are you? We're your neighbors. Hi, neighbor. How are you? Pastor said, Doc, we're going out to lunch today. Is that okay? He said, we're going to lunch after service. Is that okay? He said, that's the plans. He said, she's mine, okay? And she didn't know that right there, you know. And so we're your neighbors. When I go into a restaurant, I pass out 20, 30, 40, 50, 60. Hey, neighbor, how are you? Hi, neighbor. Hi, neighbor. We're just your neighbors. And number three, we're with the church. Just as soon as you tell them you're with Faith Baptist Church, they say we're Lutheran, we're Catholic, we go to St. Bingo, St. Fish Fry, St. Mark, St. Luke. We go to all the saints down there, huh? Yeah. This is a Catholic area, isn't it? I know St. Louis is. Yeah. My grandfather was a priest in the Russian Orthodox Church. I called my mother from college and said, Mother, there's no Russian church here. Where do you want me to go to church? Oh, she said, just go to the Catholic church. It's about the same thing. And the truth of the matter is, just about is, because they had a split and they went over to Constantinople in about 1400. Okay, smile. Number two is what? Neighbors. And where are you from? The church. Okay? You only have one good chance to make a first good impression. Now, number four, take time to love your people. Take time to befriend your people. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 13. You say, Brother Ron, it's not natural to talk to somebody I don't know. That's exactly right. We're not in the natural business. We're in the supernatural business. Is that right? Now, let me see who's married here. Who can I pick on? How about you over here? How long you two been married?
35 years.
Huh? 35 years. God bless you. How long you been happily married? Okay, we'll talk about that later after the service right there. You know. How long did he date you, ma'am? Huh?
A year and a half.
In that year and a half, did he buy you any candy? Looks like he ate the candy. But anyway, right there, you know. Did he bring you any flowers?
No.
Hmm?
Why spend money on flowers? I will.
Mm-hmm. Did he? That's not a good one to pick on right there, you know. I'm not in the NBA, but I do referee marriages now, you know. It's just a 25 cents an hour, you know, right there. Got to have something to make a living, you know. Women have the potential to be the best soul winners. They do. Why? Take a look at your telephone bill. They talk. Take time to love your people. Take time to befriend them. Listen, is it cancer? Is it unemployment? What's the problem? I don't know the problem, but boy, I sure know the answer. And what's the answer? Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Does he own a cattle on a thousand hills? Is there a recession in heaven? No. Can he work a miracle? Yeah, he sure can right there. And so you know, and I know the answer, and that's what we have to do. But take time to be a good listener. Everything is coming back to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Did you take time to love them? Did you take time to befriend them? Did you take time to be a good listener right there? Okay. Now, number five, when your life is all over and you put your head down on your pillow for the last time, would you like to go to heaven? Most people want to go to heaven, but can I say this nicely to you? They don't have the right answer to get to heaven. I ask people across America a question. I'll ask the waitress today, wherever we go, can you help me out? I don't live around here. I live in Tennessee. Can you give me some directions? Sure. Where would you like to go? Can you tell me how to get to heaven? 90% of the American people say nothing. That includes all the people where I live in Kentucky and Tennessee that's been saved twice. Most of them been saved three times, four times, half a dozen times. But they don't know how to get to heaven. And then 5% more. Now, do good, believe in God. You know, you can believe in God and split hell wide open. The Bible says in the book of James, the devils believe in God and tremble. But the Bible says there is no other name given above heaven whereby man must be saved but by the name of Jesus Christ. That's the only way you get to heaven right there. 90% of the American people say nothing. 5% more have the wrong answer. And in my opinion, for the last 10 to 12 years, only 5% of the American people know how to get to heaven. But that would stack up with Matthew 7, verses 13 and 14. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way which leadeth unto destruction, and there be many which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and there be few that find it. How many going to hell? Many. How many going to heaven? Few. And the Bible says that hell hath enlarged herself. Okay? Now, here's a key word. We're going to take you from the natural to the supernatural on number 6. I want you to circle just one word. Here's. H-E-R-E. Apostrophe S. Here's what we're going to do. Now, you're going to say what I've said. Sir, may I please come in? Ma'am, may I take the Bible? The answer is what? No. We're busy. We're watching TV. We're eating. We're doing this. We're doing that. Who's the father of all lies? Lucifer, Satan, the devil. He has a sister. What's her name? It's Hillary. Now, the Bible says, I shouldn't have said that. Well, her daughter got married yesterday, I think, right there. You know, yeah. I don't have much use for that. But anyway, right there, you know. So you tell them, here's what we're going to do. Now, did you take time to love your people? Did you take time to bring her flowers? No. Did you take time to buy her candy? No. Did you take time to, you must have been hard. Nobody available but him right there, you know. A little tight with the money right there. You know? Your mother said, don't. Where'd you drag him in from? That's what my mother told my sister. What creek bed did you drag him in from right there? You know, right there. You know? Okay, so everything is coming back to number 4. Did you earn the right? And after a year and a half, he said, wilt thou marry me? And what did she do? She willed it. Okay? So here's what we're going to do. Because if you write these words down next to it, write them down. May I and can I? You don't need their permission. You already got his commission right there. And he says, go ye therefore into all the world. Okay? Now, number 7, do you believe the Bible to be the Word of God? If they don't believe the Bible to be the Word of God, can I say this kindly to you? I don't fool with them. Oh, I got my honors and debate society and honoraries and so on and so forth. I never debated anybody into heaven right there. I quote them 2 verses of Scripture, 2 Timothy 3:16, all Scriptures given by inspiration of God, okay? And 2 Peter 1:21. Well, preacher, I'll tell you what, man wrote the Bible. Do you know what? You're a pretty smart guy. Man did write the Bible, but God told him what to say. Prophecy came not in the old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Who was David? He was a man. Who was Paul? Did they write their philosophies? No. Traditions of the elder? No, no. The Spirit of God moved on their heart right there. Okay? Now, number 8, we don't have much time. We're busy, and we're in a hurry. Folks, the hour's late spiritually. I don't know when I don't set dates. I have no idea, but I just know that it's a lot closer today than it was 5 or 10. When I got saved in 1968, I was a little bit like the Thessalonians, you know. I was waiting for the Lord to come back right there, you know, because I had Stokely Carmichael and all those people parading in the streets and stuff like that out there. I just knew the Lord was right around the corner. Well, that's 42 years ago. That's how much I know right there. Whatever we're going to have to do, we're going to have to do quickly, okay? Now, number 9, I'm going to tell you how to get to heaven. You make up your own mind. You do whatever you want to do. Who has children? Who has grandchildren? Tell me the first words out of the baby's mouth before the baby says, Mommy, before the baby says, Daddy. What does the baby say? That's exactly right. Where does it come from? Eve. Women. No. Rebellion. Love. Pride. No. No. Did you ever see a baby said, yes, fine, shut your mouth, be fine. Did you ever see one like that? Did God, huh? That's our carnal nature. That's our Adamic nature right there. We need a new nature from above right there. Is that right? You have a free mind. God didn't make you like a robot. You can make up your own mind. You do whatever you want to do. Is that right? Okay. Now, number 10, here's the 4 things you need to know in order to get to heaven. Now, there was a famous preacher that never preached in America. He died in 1892. You see that man sitting right behind you? You see him? You know him? Yeah, he went to school with him, okay? His name was Charles Haddon Spurgeon, okay? Yeah, he's been around for a while. And he came up with an idea on how to win adults to Christ. Back in those days, in the 1800s, in London, England, no Social Security, no socialism, no food stamps, no Section 8 housing. The poor people lived in the sewer system, in the sewers. Mr. Spurgeon, they smell. Well, they should smell. They live in the sewer. Good night. Why can't you go out and get some farmers and businessmen and some people, normal? He said, we got plenty of them. What are you going to bring? Because what Jesus said, you didn't want to argue the Bible with Mr. Spurgeon. Mr. Spurgeon, yeah. What does the Bible have to say? Well, the Bible says that Jesus said that the blind see, the deaf hear, the lepers are cleansed, the maimed walk, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. Now, back in those days, they only went to school to the third grade. That was it, reading, writing, and arithmetic. But they had more character, more ethics, more morals than the average college graduate does today. What do they know about repentance?
Nothing.
Glorification, sanctification. How am I going to reach those folks to Christ? God gave Spurgeon an idea. Spurgeon gave it to the world. Today, we use it for boys and girls. We use it for kids in Daily Vacation Bible School. But the original intent was to win adults and poor people to Christ. 10:1, show him he's a sinner. I want you to write the color there on the left, black, B-L-A-C-K. 10:2, there's a penalty on sin. I want you to write the color black, B-L-A-C-K. 10:3, write the color red. Show them that Jesus paid the price for him. Red. And 10:4, accept or reject the Lord Jesus as Savior. I want you to write the color white and gold. White and gold. And when you're done, look up here. Now, these are put out today and have been for maybe, I don't know, 100 years now, by child evangelism in a place called Warrington, wherever Warrington is, I don't know, Missouri, right there. But the original intent is to win adults to Christ. Our hearts are dirty. We are made up of what the Bible calls a trichotomy, a body, a soul, and a spirit. With this body, we can see, we can hear, we can smell, we can taste. Number 5, we can touch, referred to as the 5 senses. On the inside is something invisible, something that's immortal, something that's going to live forever and ever and ever. It's called the soul and a spirit. And the Bible says, as God looks at us, our hearts are dirty, our soul is dirty in the eyes of God. Why? Men love darkness rather than light because our deeds are evil. We're not good people. We lie, we cheat, we swear. Some smoke, some drink, some go too fast on the highway. We sin with our eyes, we sin with our ears. I think if all of us are honest and truthful, that tongue probably gets us in more trouble in our life than anything. We go places with our feet we shouldn't go. We do some things with our hands we've been ashamed of. But the problem with man, it's no good. It's deceitful and desperately wicked above all things, and who can know it? And God said, how many got saved after 21 or over? Raise your hand. 21 or over? Okay. My grandparents owned a bar. And on a day like today, we would go out, we'd put our sunglasses on. When we'd go into the bar, we'd take them off. Is that right? Why? Dark, evil, lusting, coveting, jealousy, adultery. You get out of there, you have a few drinks, you go out and put your sunglasses on. Men love darkness rather than light. Why? They don't want the light of the world because their deeds are what? Evil. Okay, so Show him he's a sinner. You got to get him lost before you can get him saved, okay? Number two, there's a penalty on sin, and that penalty on sin is separation from God. Where? In the lake of fire, where there's utter darkness, screaming, weeping, wailing, gnashing of teeth. I have a DVD here. Anybody ever saw The Burning Hell? 1974? Yeah. Mm-hmm. This shows you what hell's like. Won over 2 million people to Christ. Still winning people to Christ today. Out of the 2 million, they got 2,000 preacher boys preaching the gospel of Christ across America. Especially good for teenagers. And John Rice did the Grim Reaper or The Burning Hell too. And it shows you at Luke 16 the story of the rich man and Lazarus. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes being in torment. See, there is life after death right here. And the Bible says that if you die in your sin, you're going to die and you're going to go to a real place, and that place is outer darkness where there's screaming, weeping, wailing. No second chance. No, Brother Ron, I'm sorry. You get the black and white and I get... No. No TVs down there. Forever and ever and ever and ever. But number three, somebody loves you and somebody paid that price for you and somebody became your substitute. My mother was a substitute school teacher. They'd call her about 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning and say, Mrs. Zawatko, can you come in teach for Miss Avery? She's not feeling too good. Can you come in for a couple days? And my mother would wake me up and say, you got to take me to school. I got to teach, and so on and so forth. She was a substitute for the real teacher. Jesus Christ was our substitute. He shed his what? On the cross. No matter what that preacher in Los Angeles tells you, Jesus had to shed his blood on a cross for you. He died. He gave his life for your life. He took your place. He didn't die for 50 or 60 or 70 years of sin. But if you lived to be 969 years of age, like Methuselah, he paid past, present, and future. And the only way that you're going to get to heaven is by letting Christ come into your heart. He wants to give you a gift. It's absolutely free. It's not a church membership. It's not turning over a new leaf. It's not taking communion. It's not being baptized. But the only person that can forgive sin is Jesus Christ. Okay, number four. If you let him come into your heart, he forgives you of your what? Sins through his what? Blood. And what color heart does he give you? Clean heart, white heart. And when you die with a white heart, where do you go? Heaven. And up in heaven, the streets are paved with what color? That's right. And what's women's favorite color? And what should all women marry for? Go ahead and say it. Gold. You two didn't do it, did you, right there? Now you're paying for the price right there. Do you know why 80% of the marriages today break up or divorced? 80% of them? One word. Do you know what it is? That's exactly right, money. Go to heaven. Now, here's what's required of you on your part. You believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross and took your place. He died, and he was buried. And they put him in a tomb. I've been over there twice in the Holy Land. But what took place 3 days later? He rose again from the grave. Where's Buddha? Buddha's dead. Where's Mohammedan? He's dead. Where's Princess Di? She's dead. Where's Elvis? That woman's not sure. That's the problem right there. It's their car out there. Says, I love Elvis, you know, right there. Only Jesus Christ has a victory over death and hell and the grave. You have to be willing to repent. The word repent means to turn from your sins. They're Siamese twins that come together, okay? Turn one way and turn the other way by faith in Jesus Christ. And on March 28th, 1968, that's what I did. I repented and turned from my sins, and I received Christ. And I've never been the same since. I've traveled this nation now for 40-some years. I preached in 50 states and 19 foreign countries. And I'm concerned for this nation, and I'm concerned for this world, that we don't have much time left. Folks, one soul, Jesus said, one soul is worth more than all of Bill Gates' money and Warren Buffett and Donald Trump and everything else. The soul of one man right there, or one woman, or one teenager. Or how many did you have saved in Bible school? You don't know? You haven't got a report right there. Okay, number 11, what I do is I review the four steps with them. This is final exam time. I have spoken to them. I've tried to have some eye contact with them. I'm a little bit like the Lord Jesus. I would rather win somebody one-on-one than I would maybe preaching to 1,000 or 2,000 people right there. When I got one-on-one, I got a captive audience. When I got a great big audience, oh, that's good for that. They need that. She needs that. He needs that. And they just pass it over right there. So I'd rather look them in the eye one-on-one. We haven't had many, not many in 40 years, but a little over 8,000 people come to know Christ the Savior. And I will say this, it's not getting any easier. As a matter of fact, it's getting harder. Okay? So I review the four steps with them. And number 12, I pray with them, or they can pray the sinner's prayer on their own. I went to church all my life. Never missed church for the first 26 years of my life. And a man of God asked me to pray. I said, I can't pray. Because in the Catholic and the Russian Orthodox Church, all the prayers are written out, and the only thing you do is just repeat them, like the priests and so on and so forth, the bishops and the cardinals, and including the Pope right there. They're all written out right there. I said, I can't pray. I guess I have to go to hell. Well, he said, I'll help you. And he led me in a word of prayer. So be ready. Be ready to lead them in a word of prayer. Okay? Now, what I do is I record their visits on what we call 4x6 cards right here. And I get their name and their address and phone number and so on and so forth. And I turn it back into the church. Except if they're single, they're good looking, and they have money, I keep it for myself. Okay, number 14 right there. Don't be telling the preacher, okay, right there. I go to Florida. Did you see the news tonight? Did you see the news last night? The governor of the state of Florida said they're only going to have two types of people in the Florida this coming winter. They got too many immigrants, too many illegals, too many people from foreign countries. And as of the 1st of December, they're only going to allow two types of people to come in. Do you know what they are? You see this young couple right here? Newlyweds? And this couple here. The nearly deads. And so we got newlyweds and dearly deads right there, right there. That's okay, that's okay. He's not giving me my love offer, and I wouldn't pick on him if he was right there. He told me how old he was. I said, I'm an old man. He said, I'm older than you, you know, right there. Now, number 14, the nicest four-letter word in all the Bible is John 3:16. For God did something. He what? Loved. He loves you. He cares for you. Loved. The second nicest word in the Bible is found in 1 John 5:13. These things, John writes, have I written unto thee, that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know. Hope? No. Think? No. Guess? No. Luck? Probably. That word know is used 33 times, and the word known in the first, second, and third John epistles right there. 33 times. It's wonderful to have hope. It's wonderful. But God says you can know for sure that when you put your head on your pillow for the last time, you can know that you can have eternal life. Okay? And number 15, offer to pick them up in your car for the next church service. Okay? Now, I got some things here on the back table you might be interested in. Anybody grow up Catholic, was Catholic, is Catholic? My grandfather, of course, was a priest, or you may have Catholic relatives. This is the best thing I've ever seen done by an ex-Catholic priest. Scripture versus tradition. You got to believe what man says, or you have to believe what God says right there. Okay? Let me give you an example. Here's one. 1950, the Catholic Church. My grandfather, we never change, Ronnie. We never. That's all they've done is change. 1950, they said Mary went to heaven. I could have told them that. They had so many traditions in the Catholic Church. In 1545 A.D., they made tradition is of equal authority with the Bible. Who knows what purgatory is? Purgatory is a halfway place where you go to have your sins, what? Purged. If you give so much, what? Money. Most of the stuff in the Catholic Church is done for what? Money. And salvation is not found through Jesus Christ. No, it's not. It's found through the church right there. And that came out in 1545. Now, here's one you might not know. Roman Catholic priests, monks, bishops, popes, friars and cardinals, all six members of the Catholic Church, they could all marry. Yes, they could. Until 1079 A.D., they put what they called the celibacy of the priesthood in. Most of the clergy had 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 wives, as many as they could handle, until Pope Hildebrand, Boniface VII, put the celibacy of the priesthood in when they found out how much trouble women were. And they say, boys, we're out of here. We cannot take this no more right there. You know, pastor said, let them have it right there. You know, here's what you're looking for, the doctrine of God, the doctrine of man, the doctrine of salvation. What the Bible says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away, or what the Catholic Church says. The gift of God is absolutely free. It's found through Jesus Christ our Lord. Or you can keep the seven sacraments. Try to keep the seven sacraments, and most of the Catholics can't name three of the seven to get into heaven. Now, the most important thing that I have on the table is this. This is called the Classic Soul Winner's New Testament. There are three reasons we don't go soul winning: fear, pride, and rejection. So what we did is we listed 35 most popular answers that people give you why they won't receive the Lord Jesus as Savior. Sir, come knocking on your door. Somebody says, I'm a Mormon. We're with the Church of the Latter-day Saints. What scriptures do you use on them? Do you know? That's okay, buddy. Just cost you $20 to find out. I'm Jewish. I'm a Jehovah's False Witness. I go to church on a Saturday. There is no heaven. There is no hell. I sing in the choir. And I've been baptized. Bob Jones Sr. said when Lucifer fell from heaven, you know where he fell? Right in the choir loft. So that's why the pastor ain't got no choir here this morning right there. I've already committed the unpardonable sin. What is the unpardonable sin right there? Okay. Now, the other side, troubles hit your life for the Christians. Physical sickness, financial problems, marital problems. You came back from a funeral. You may be raising the worst thing known to man living in your home. What could that be? A teenager. Mark Twain said about a teenager, when they turn 13, you need to go out and buy a barrel, put a hole in the barrel, put teenager in the barrel. When they turn 17, plug up the hole. And so we're going to plug a couple holes up here right there. Now, they got the Romans Road, the verses on baptism, six little feet to win boys and girls to Christ right here, and here's David Wood's Operation Go. Whether you do it Brother Derek's way, my way, or your way, get them to Jesus. That's the important thing. But slip it in here. Put it in your purse, or the lady right here. You can put it in your purse. Where's your purse at? You have a purse? Let me see it. Okay. Where's your purse at? That's a saddlebag right there, you know. She's a nice lady, but these women got a mind of their own right there, you know. Are you two related at all? You're just friends? Okay. Yes. Okay, but how many humps do you have on your camel? Two? You take one, she can take the other right there. Okay. This is the one that's won more folks to Christ. You got an unsaved loved one? The burning hell. True story. Jack Howes, Bob Gray, R.G. Lee. 2 million people come to know Christ. And John Rice did the burning hell too, or the Grim Reaper. Now, the only thing that I have as a classic is this one here. This is the only way to see Billy Sunday preach. Billy Sunday won over 1 million people to Christ. Here's a story. During the Depression, 1929, Thomas Edison came out with what they called the talking motion picture. Back in the olden days when these folks were, you know, going to the movies, they didn't silent motion picture, and they put the words on the screen right there. Do you remember those days at all? Huh? Yeah. And so what he came out. But in 1929, nobody had any money. So in 1932, he went to Winona Lake, Indiana. And Billy Sunday, you're not going to believe this, had his sermons on the front page of every paper across America. Billy won over 1 million people to Christ. And this is Billy Sunday, but it's more than him preaching. It's his life story. Do you know who gave women the right to vote? Billy Sunday. Do you know who started the YM and the YW? Billy Sunday right there. So this one is a collector right there because it's the only way. He's preaching in his white suit. Anybody know his famous sermon, Winona Lake, Indiana? Get on the water wagon against liquor, against booze. And that's what I am. I'm on the water wagon. Okay, so this is Billy Sunday. There was an old movie called Thief in the Night in the 70s. I remember that. Okay, this is the one that Curtis Hudson did before he died. Updated the old thief by about 17 and a half, 18 years, called The Second Coming of Christ. And it deals with old Bob Gray, John Rollins, Greg Dixon, deals with the rapture of the church, which updates a thief. These are priests and nuns leaving the Catholic Church, Catholicism, crisis of faith, and they tell you why they left the Catholic Church in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 in love. Old movie called The God Makers. Anybody remember that? Joseph Smith's great-great-granddaughter got born again, got saved. This is a new one on the Jehovah's False Witnesses. These people were the executive directors in Brooklyn, New York at the Brooklyn Bridge, and they got saved. They had access to material the average Jehovah's False Witness doesn't have out here. And boy, do they clean their clock right there, and they tell you what a false cult that they are. Who likes history? Anybody like history? Hey, this is a history lesson of America. It goes all the ways back to Christopher Columbus's day coming to America. He was a Christian. Tells you about the pilgrims coming over. It tells you about Abraham Lincoln and George Washington's conversion, where they got saved. Tells you about the ACLU. Woo-hoo. Man's name? Roger Baldwin. He's a communist. Went to jail for being a communist. Started the ACLU. Margaret Sanger, Planned Parenthood, not only a member of the Communist Party, member of the Bilderbergers Association, the Inner Circle. If you like history, this is a must for you. It's done by David Barton. Who's from the South? Anybody from the South? Where are you from? Huh?
Arkansas.
Arkansas. That's the Southwest. Anybody else from the South? Where are you from? What'd they say?
Mississippi.
Okay. They have they have one back there called Warriors of Honors. It's a faith and legacy of Robert Lee and Stonewall Jackson right there. General Lee said that God's will ought to be our aim, and I am contented that his design should be accomplished and not my own. They lose a war? Yeah. But you'll see them both in heaven. Why? They knew Christ as their Savior. Okay, this one here, UFOs. Anybody know what a UFO is? What's a UFO? Do you know what it is? Good. You owe me $40 now. And plus interest, a little bit of interest right there. You know, the world calls them unidentified flying objects. But in the Bible, in the book of Ezekiel, in the book of Daniel, in the book of Leviticus, they tell you exactly what those UFO things are right here. I saved the two best till last. Israel, Islam, and Armageddon. The final battle for Jerusalem. 60 minutes long, 30 verses of scripture. They got the planes hitting the Twin Towers, Yasser Arafat, Saddam Hussein, the Clintons, the Bushes, written thousands of years ago by the Spirit of God, but it's more current than the news will be this evening. And in here, they tell you who the Antichrist is. Can I say this nicely to you? I've preached halfway around the world. I've been out here for 42 years. I don't know who the Antichrist is. I check with the pastor. He didn't know. I check with a good doctor right here. He didn't know. We check with his wife, and she told me who it was. Who'd you say it was? She said it was Hillary. Okay, lastly here, this is my number one tape right there. Well, I was going to McDonald's. I think I blew that one away, too, right there. You know, don't even get a home-cooked meal, huh, right there. There's my number one tape, but don't buy it. Don't buy it. Don't buy it because you'll cry. Five of the greatest songs ever written, and they were all written in tragedy. Amazing Grace, It Is Well With My Soul, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, Silent Night, and How Great Thou Art. All five of them. Three of the five weren't songs, they were poems. And can I say this kindly to you this morning, as nicely as I know how, before God can use a man, before God can use a woman, he's got to crush us and bring us low. Why? To God be the glory right there. If you buy this tape and you don't cry, I will give your money back. Then I report you to Pastor Thomas as having a hard heart. Okay? And we got one back there on the King James Bible. We got a couple other things back there. If you got a minute or two, you might stop back there. Got some stuff for the kids and got some stuff on the Civil War. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. And he that winneth souls is what? Our Father, thank you for this church. Thank you for the lighthouse here in this area. Thank you for Brother Thomas and the years that he spent in California and on the mission field and now back here in Raytown. I pray your blessing and your power upon his people as we go forth this week. It's going to be hot, but hell's a lot hotter. Help us to take time to love people. Help us to shed a tear or two for their soul. And help us, I pray, to take something from the cafeteria here this morning and just apply it to our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.